now. Live at Ben's Next Door. Next door to Ben's Chili Bowl, 12th and June. Mark, Terry, and Garland. Three minds linked and locked in analysis, wit, and sagacity. Every Tuesday night, live. Live right here, 7 p.m. WPFW 89.3 FM. Welcome again. Live with Terry, Mark, and Garland. And the Raucous Caucus.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Raucous Caucus. This is Mark Levine, and I have a flat tire, so I am calling in, along with in-studio, we have...
Garland.
Well, no, wait a minute. If you're calling in, are you making a pledge, Mark?
That's a different phone line.
Oh, Terry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, you're welcome to give out that phone line. First, why don't you gentlemen say your names, because you at least are in studio.
We are. Are you going to be able to join us, or are you stuck there on the highway and looking for...
I got to get this flat tire changed.
Who?
So maybe you could talk me through, you know, changing this flat. As this.
We'll see if we can get some help for that. I'm Terry D. Kester.
And I'm Garland Nixon.
And we miss you, Mark, and we hope you're not freezing out there trying to fix that flat tire.
Well, it's going to be hard to do that while carrying on the show, but for the moment, I do want to announce that it is pledge drive, and so if you want to contribute to the cost of my tire, if you want to contribute to WPFW 89.3 FM, which probably needs your help, frankly, more than even my tire, give out the pledge numbers, Terry, since you got
them
right there.
We got it, 202-588-9739. And we've got a couple of great pledges we've just gotten an okay on, and this is really a great gift that we're giving out. These are new. And we really think, we think it's great, and we hope you're going to join us. The whole thing is we're offering for $89.30, you get... Garland, myself, and Mark will host for you at Ben's Next Door prior to the Raucous Caucus at Ben's. So we'll get together like 5:45, 6 o'clock, whatever's good for you, and we will sit down. We'll buy you your entree. We won't buy you drinks. Sorry, can't do that.
Yep.
But we'll buy you the entree, and we'll have a dinner with the three of us and you for $89.30 to help WPFW.
Yeah, if you think we're raucous on air, we'd be a lot worse with drinks.
We'll take a couple of towels or napkins or something. We'll tie them together. We'll gag Mark. So that way, at least you'll have a few minutes to talk.
Wait a minute. I may be their favorite. We have to gag you, Garland.
Well, you could be favorite, but we're still going to gag you.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No, I didn't say we were doing it for them. We're actually doing it for Terry.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Okay. All right.
And if you really want, and want to bring a friend, your significant other, husband and wife, whatever you got, partner, whatever, you bring for two people, we will treat both of you to dinner for $125. Now, that's the gift. The dinner is the gift, obviously, that we're going to have with you. Mark, Garland, and myself will host the dinner with you. We'll take care of you. We'll wait on the table. We don't care. You got a tip, though, if we wait on the table, don't they? No, we'll take care of the tip. Don't worry. But anyway, before the Raucous Caucus show at Ben. So you come down, you have dinner with the three of us, then we go and do the show, you enjoy the show, and we've bought you a wonderful dinner at Ben's. What more could you possibly ask?
And more importantly, you're helping to support WPFW, which, as you know, is one of the only stations, frankly, the only station in the Washington, D.C. area, and of course the Pacific stations, the only ones nationwide that I know of, that are significant and large and don't take corporate donations. Right. So if you want the free speech that apparently we and only Egyptians have, you're going to want to contribute to WPFW.
Right. Yeah. And keep in mind, even now, every day we hear about these the newspapers shutting their door, about even the other day, to mention one, the Huffington Post sold out to a large, and I'm not saying sell out in the pejorative, I'm just saying sold out to one of the large corporations. It's getting harder and harder to get any local news, to get community, to get a station. You turn on, everything is syndicated from L.A. or New York, to actually get something that is where you live, that can actually, you can be a part of, and that you can have input in. So we really want to keep WPFW going. It's expensive, a lot of bills here, but we know you love us, and we want you to help us out, support WPFW.
And I've got one thing to point out very seriously, and I'm sure our listeners know this, but I want to remind you. The WPFW commentators, Mark, Garland, myself, and all the hosts, we're free. We're absolutely free. We're not in.
We donate our efforts.
We're not linked to anybody else or any other agenda. We're free to investigate things. We're free to report things. We're free to present truth to power and truth to you.
To choose the topics that we want.
To choose the topics we want. And I want to point out to you, you know, at the beginning of the Iraq War, for instance, and if need be, I can actually document this. I was doing the peace show at the very beginning then, prior to that war, trying to, you know, get us not to go to war. We would run a story on WPFW sometimes 2 months, 3 months before any other media, public radio, anything, before anybody would pick it up. We'd get stories from on-the-ground reporters from the Christian Science Monitor, from The Guardian, whatever. Eventually, public radio might pick them up. General media would not, unless there was some huge controversy. But we were reporting stories 3 months before the general public was getting it from any other form of media. That is what Pacifica and WPFW do.
People, in most places out here now, people have to go online and search out to find their information. But here in Washington, D.C., you can get it. You can drive down the road in your car or sitting at home. So, look, call 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739, and support WPFW. We've got a lot of loyal caucus listeners. I run into them out there all the time in D.C. and as far as out in Glen Burnie and Annapolis, I've run into some loyal Raucous Caucus listeners. So call in. Please support WPFW. Help us stay on the air.
And I know, too, some of your listeners out there in the Shenandoah Valley listen to us.
Wow.
So give us a call at 1-800-222-9739 and join WPFW. By the way, again, just a $35 membership fee. You are a member of WPFW for the $35 pledge, which gives you voting rights, which gives you the rights to run for office on the board.
And if you're in D.C., you need voting rights.
Yes, you do. Right.
It's the only way you can get
but
them.
You can
PFW.
Really be involved on
That's
WPFW.
Right.
All right, Mark, you had a topic today.
We're not simply pitching to you all day long because we want to show you what we normally do if you haven't heard our show and why, frankly, you should support us at WPFW. I want to talk today about culture. That's right, culture, not just politics, culture. But culture has a political element, as always. And specifically, I want to talk about American culture. What is American culture? We often talk about this country as a mosaic or a melting pot. We are, dare I say, the only country on Earth, or certainly the primary country on Earth, that is not based on an ethnicity. We are based on an idea. If you look at virtually every country other than ours in the world, whether it's England or France, anywhere in Europe, or any tribe in Africa, or country in Africa, or Arabian monarchy, or Asian, pretty much every other nation is based on there's a populace, there's a language, there's a certain ethnicity. America's different. We come from all over the world, except the few remnants of the Native Americans that are here, and we have brought all our cultures with us, and we all know all the hyphenated Americans. That there are everything from African American, Asian American, German American, English American, you name it, we have it here. So my question to pose to both you, Garland, and you, Terry, tonight, is what is the essence of American culture, and how is it different from a subculture? For example, where does American culture begin or end, and Black culture begin? Is there such a thing as white culture? What about religious cultures? Are there Muslim and Christian and Jewish cultures? Are there cultures, you know, subsets based on language, German culture or French culture? When is it American? And what the heck is NASCAR? I got a million questions about culture. Let's start, though, with what is authentically American culture? And I'll start with one. I think hamburgers are American culture. I don't think we think of them as from Hamburg, Germany anymore.
But there's no ham in them. That's
everybody, black and white, okay, vegans, I guess. Vegetarians don't eat hamburgers. But to me, there's hardly anything I could think of that's more American than a good old greasy hamburger. But I want to hear from y'all.
That may not be our highest achievement, Mark, but, you know, it's not bad. It's good. You know,
I
it's good.
Go here, but war?
No, let's go
in another direction.
Yeah.
Hamburgers and jazz.
Yeah.
But, you know,
there
right.
you go.
But, jazz, you can argue whether it's all American or is it an African American. See, I think sometimes we fight over the various aspects of American culture. You know, I mean, where else do we have Jews going to Chinese restaurants, Chinese people going to delis sometimes. I don't see them that often. You've got this mixture, and I'm wondering, you know, what is authentically American and what really is a subgroup coming
in? Let me make a couple statements on culture. Number one, it's interesting that you said black culture. People say black culture and white culture. really, when you say black or white in American, you're talking about headings. For instance, if you say white culture, well, let's face it, the Irish would say, you know, we have very much our Irish culture. The Eastern European, someone who is Russian or Poland or Czech, may say, well, our culture is certainly different from the British. So when you say the white culture, white is, there's a, you know, you get into the various ethnicities. And once again, in people, in America, actually in America, often when people say white, they do think of the, you know, Italian or you know, Irish or whatever. And when they think black, they see kind of one big blob of black people. In the reality, is this. I am a black African American, black with a capital B. Okay. But if you say a person who the Nigerian culture, I don't know a lot about it. Jamaican, there's a whole lot. The Haitian, I know, I have friends who are Haitian and they teach me about the foods they eat and the different things. So in reality, when you say the black culture, there's the same thing. You know, there are a lot of people who are, quote, black, but our cultures vary just as much as the white culture.
Judge Garland, is there an authentic African American culture, or is it just African American cultures? What do you think? Is it plural,
let me say this.
Black American culture, or is this just lots of black people have different cultures, like jazz,
well, there is
some like Jamaican.
There certainly is what would be considered black with a capital B kind of a culture, a black culture in America, which is kind of the culture that the American black culture, which is kind of for the most part, it's the culture that descended down after slavery, Reconstruction, etc. It descended from slavery to what it is now. So that would be the true black American culture. But however, just like so many other people, so just like the what we call the quote white groups, the people came from all over the world and they brought all kind of various cultures with them. And don't forget, and this is very important, people say American culture. Let me tell you what, you go to Manhattan, you go to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and you go to San Francisco, and you tell me you've got the same culture.
Yeah.
Now, in Europe, people will say, yeah, well, here's France, here's Germany, here's Spain, you know, and those are three different cultures. Well, America, we're bigger than all of them put together, and we try to pretend as though we have one culture. Let me tell you something, Mark. Mississippi's culture is just a bit different from Massachusetts.
Yeah, and from San Francisco.
They both eat hamburgers, Garland. They both eat hamburgers.
Yeah,
Barry, what do you think?
We have some things in common.
I think, you know, I thought about it when you suggested this topic, which I appreciate. I think it's a good topic, and I think it's a good thing to explore. And I think it's very important, too, because we've got to realize how much culture / context does affect everything that happens in America, and particularly in the American political scene. They're not separate. But I think if there's one thing that defines American culture, and this is going to sound a little bit simplistic, but it is change. And the fact that we expect change, we demand change, we fight about change, we argue about change, but we want change. And as an example of that,
Four quarters for a dollar?
Like four? Well, you know,
well,
my
nowadays
slogan,
that's pretty much all we get.
Yeah, if you see change in Washington, pick it up. But that's for another show. But I have certainly become aware of in my time here at WPFW and in my association with some great people, you know, and the majority of the hosts here at WPFW are African American or black. And I've become aware of the inherent white supremacy that has ruled a lot of our culture. And I don't think you can deny that. There is an inherent white assumption of superiority, not, you know, spread or taught necessarily, but it's just sort of there and has been for a long time. But significantly, the reason I mention that is that's changing. That's changing drastically. And it's not just because of civil rights. It's because of other ethnic groups coming into our society and broadening our viewpoints, whether we want them broadened or not. You know, most of us now, like in the area where I live in, I mean, I just love it. I mean, there's every ethnicity, every nation you can possibly imagine within a block and a half of my home, you know, or next door for that matter. And this richness of cultures that we now have has shifted things. I don't think that inherent white supremacy is as nearly as prevalent as it used to be, because where would it focus to begin with? We're all part of some other ethnicity, culture, patterns, habits. We're all embracing it, whether we realize it or not. And what we're left with, is my original point, is our culture changes. It keeps on changing. Whether we like it or not, it keeps on changing and growing. And that
I'll tell you something, Terry. I was talking with a friend about this topic, And I said to him, is there such a thing as white culture? And he said, of course there's such a thing as white culture. And I said, okay, really? What is it? I said, there's American culture. I'll accept that. But what's white culture? He said, NASCAR. I said, now wait just a minute. I'm a white guy, a putative white guy. I don't follow NASCAR. I've never followed NASCAR, and I'm from Tennessee. You could argue NASCAR is a southern thing, I mean, or a redneck thing, but even that is a subset of America. I don't think the majority of Americans follow NASCAR. I don't think the majority of white people follow NASCAR. I think actually that when you have a minority, it's easier to have a subculture, although, of course, if you look at black culture, obviously some of the people that most enjoy rap music are white suburban youth, and certainly jazz has crossed over to become an American cultural icon and not just an African-American one. But, you know, I think all Americans pretty much go to Chinese restaurants. I think that Americans enjoy a deli sandwich. I think that Americans can enjoy a sauna from the Finns. You know, and even a hamburger, technically, I guess, comes from Germany because of Hamburg. I don't know that there is a white culture the way there is a black or an Asian culture. I mean, Garland's right that obviously blacks come from all over, Asians come from all over. You know, in Asia, there's a huge difference between Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and white Americans, because of that white supremacy that you're talking about, Terry, we just kind of lump them all into Asian culture. And yet in America, I think there isn't maybe a pan-Asian culture. I don't know that there's a pan-white culture.
Not anymore.
You mentioned NASCAR.
Just let me just clarify one thing on NASCAR, Garland. I'm sorry. But, you know, again, the idea of change. NASCAR, in fact, is losing audience like crazy. And this is why those who follow it a little bit, and I follow it occasionally, I love to watch a good race, you know, they've changed the rules.
You're just
on
a redneck, Jerry. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm secretly from Texas. I just don't want anybody to know that. But, you know, they've actually changed the rules, allowing a little more risk, therefore a little more excitement in the NASCAR racing.
And a greater chance of death,
because
consequently.
Even, yeah, NASCAR was the number one sports-attended event in America, above football, above everything, massive audiences, but they're losing audience. Things keep changing in America, and
Garland,
they will always
change.
Well, what I was going to say is this: speaking of hamburgers, you know, you mentioned hamburgers. You know, I love hamburgers. Terry loves hamburgers, and Mark, he loves hamburgers. And if you want to join us for a hamburger,
good segue.
$89.30. Support WPFW. You can look. You can come and have a group hug with the Raucous Caucus, you know, with the exception of Mark.
Join our American cultural iconic food.
There we go. Ben's Chili Bowl, D.C. culture. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., you talk about something that is a part, that is a mainstay of Washington, D.C. culture. We're talking Ben's Chili Bowl, Ben's Next Door. You can choose. Mm-hmm. But you can come with us for just $89.30 or two people for $125.
$125. And you can sit host with you for dinner.
Before
we
the show.
You.
And then you can come before the show and then sit down there with the show. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do. Call 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Call in and $89.30 or $125. You can either have one person or two people. You can sit down and you can have a nice, calm, and quiet dinner with the Raucous Caucus.
And we should mention, too, we're still offering, as we offered before, because we've got, in fact, this coming Tuesday, next show, next week, we will have a guest host who is a pledge, a giver, a supporter of WPFW, who will be picking the topic and will be co-hosting with Mark and Garland and I down at Ben's. And because of the pledge they made back during the last pledge drive to acquire a hosting and topic selection. And we still do offer that, and I want to remind people of that, too. And that was $50 for picking a topic that Garland, Mark, and I would have to investigate and study. Your choice for $50. $100, you get to be a co-host on the show and join Mark and Garland and I as we pick various topics. For $150, you get to pick the topic and be co-host. So you have that option of joining us in the fray, or you have the option of having a nice, peaceful dinner beforehand that we will host. And you can avoid the fray. You can just sit in the audience and enjoy the fray. 202-588-9739. Basic membership WPFW is just $35. $35 for wisdom, passion, facts, and Washington news. WPFW. What more could you possibly ask? Join us at WPFW. Make a pledge. We got a bell here that we need to ring for new members, and we haven't been able to ring that bell yet, so new members do call in. Old members call in. Support WPFW as we try to do, and we try to support you with what we do on the air. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739.
Well, you know, you guys have talked about something very interesting, both of you, in one fashion or another, and that is the American culture change, et cetera.
Hey, before I get back to American culture, didn't Tiffany tell us there's some people out there that are working the phones that, and I don't have my notes in front of me because I'm stuck here with my flat tire, but they had a challenge for their friends. Can y'all talk about that?
I don't have information on that. We'll try to find out. I know there were challenges
I have to look on my phone while I'm talking there, which isn't easy. But maybe they can come in and stick their heads in and tell you because they wanted other people to challenge them to give, and I want to give their
names. Yeah, we want to give the correct information.
But go ahead, Gong.
Okay. What I was going to say is this is interesting you talk about change because there is also an ongoing battle in American culture that's been from the very beginning, and it's, you know, some people argue the Civil War was never over. The battle, when people say Republican and Democrat, right, left, in America the battle is between those who want change and those
You're
who
right.
don't.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Let's broaden it a little bit. What it is in America is this, we get a little more specific. It's a very radical form of individualism mm-hmm. versus a more collective community neighborhood. People who are saying, it's mine. Why should I put my taxes mm-hmm. into the kitty to help people who are homeless and poor? Keep mine and let them die or starve or whatever it is. Mine. A radical form of individualism as opposed to people that say we're a neighborhood, we're a community. You know, if there's 9 of us and we all have $10, let's all put $1 in so the 10th person doesn't starve. That's a cultural war.
That communal idea is something that America has had really for a very long time. I mean, whether it's churches or small communities or small towns, everyone chipping in and help each other, that actually, I think, is very authentically American, going way, way back to our founding. I would argue that it's really the more modern times that we see less of that, the more anonymity of high city living. I think that people have gotten, I'm sorry to say, a bit more selfish than they used to be in America. But I still think, though, when push comes to shove, you do find neighbors helping neighbors. You do find that kind of thing still there in America. And that's, I think, when America's at its best.
And it keeps changing. I mean, I have had the privilege, and I've mentioned it on the air before. I mean, those of us in show business are occasionally between engagements. And not that this is show business. This is way beyond show business, frankly. And that's one of the reasons I love doing it. But I've had the privilege of working, for instance, at United Airlines, out on the ramp, out on the tarmac, de-icing aircraft, having a ball.
Wow.
I loved the job. It really was fun. You got to love the smell of jet fuel. And all of us who are working out there at part-time, we were every ethnicity, again, every culture that you can possibly imagine, working side by side and having a darn good time doing it. There was a group, of course, of employees who had been there a longer time and who were older and had seniority and all that, and they were very resistant to us. And they were very resistant to us getting benefits, et cetera, because, you know, they didn't want things to change, just like
they didn't have too much jet fuel, sounds like.
Could be. But they didn't want things to change. And sure enough, you know, over time, whether they liked it or not, they're suddenly working with somebody, de-icing a plane, servicing an airplane or whatever, and they began to change, and it all became one group again within a very short time. Even though those people who didn't want to change would never have admitted that they had changed, they in fact had changed just by working side by side. That happens constantly in America. And I do want to add.
I want to understand
wait a minute. Terry's got important stuff, Mark.
Whoa,
big
whoa.
Doings.
New member right here. All right. Boy,
oh,
man.
Good, good,
oh,
good.
Man. Oh, man. I love to ring new members. And this is, in fact, from a former D.C. Water employee. And,
they're the ones outside. The D.C.
Yeah.
Water people are helping
yeah,
us tonight.
They're the ones that are doing a challenge,
about.
Right. And let me just make sure I can read their name on the air. Yes, I can. It's Laura Timmons from Warrenton. Wow, way out there in Warrenton. Okay, that's darn near in the Shenandoah Valley. Well, not quite. Anyway, she's a new member. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us. And it doesn't say if she's going to... No, she's not going to take us up on dinner. Oh, Laura, I'm hurt. You know, but I'm grateful for your pledge, you know, and we thank you for being a new member with WPFW.
love to ring that bell.
Remember.
Oh, yeah. And we've got a pledge from, my goodness, our broadcast signal is really getting out there.
Where's
I'll
that?
Tell you.
Iceland?
Almost. Man, this is, oh, this is a pledge from, and I'm supposed to read this first. I got to make sure I get this correct. Yes, it's from Solomon's Islands Winery.
Solomon's Island.
Isn't that keen?
Winery. Well,
they have made this huge pledge, this pledge to a Ben's Neck, and they're going to join us at Ben's
Whoa.
Next Door. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Solomon's Island Winery. I
yeah.
like the sound of
hey.
That, buddy. Sounds like
and,
there's going to be a hot time.
Maybe drink it after all.
Yes,
yeah.
sir, buddy.
And if I've got the information here correct, just make sure I can say it does say yes. Okay, so this is Ken Corando, who's going to be joining us from Lussie, Maryland, is going to be joining us. We'll be in touch with you, and it's going to bring a guest.
Lusby?
And we're going to have them. We're going to host
Could
them.
Could that be Lusby, Maryland? That may be Lusby.
Lusie, I think it is. But who knows?
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, anyway, okay, there's a Lusby.
You know, we'll make, we have their phone number.
As long as they bring a bottle of wine, who cares? It can
no,
be, we'll get
not,
the name right.
Not even that is required. We're
no,
going to
yeah,
host
right.
them for a dinner at Ben's, and we look forward to meeting you and having you join us, and we will be in touch. Thank you so much for your pledge. And it's a renewal, which we value just as much as a new member.
All
Keep
right.
those pledges coming in.
And maybe we can get some culture in Terry and get him to, you know, stop him from drinking that cheap wine that he's
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah,
Ripple.
Yeah.
Down
with the mad,
that Ripple.
Give up the Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Huh?
We want to thank all the people from DC Water that are volunteering for us tonight. They really provide a lot of time, and they have challenged them, their co-workers to call in and help us out. I just want to say that the DC Water people, these are the people, you know, you turn on your faucet, the water comes out. You flush the toilet, the bad stuff goes the other way. They do a lot of hard work that's absolutely necessary. And I just want to thank them for supporting us, supporting WPFW, supporting the Rockets Caucus, supporting Pacifica. And they are challenging their team members to join in and call in. They're also challenging employees of other regional utilities. You hear us, Virginia Water? You hear
yeah.
us, Joe? You hear us, Dominion? They're doing their part. What are you doing? I wanted to throw that out.
Okay. I'm Mark, I don't know what, if you fell under your car there for a moment. We lost your signal just for a second. So, you know, make sure you stand on top of the car and flag somebody down for help, you know, so that we can hear you.
That's not good. Okay. Thank you to the people from DC Water. I hope you heard that.
They heard it, I'm sure.
Another thing, and you know, this is something that I talk about when I say culture. And again, I think I see the right-left thing in America as a cultural issue because I see the right, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the right is moving towards what was a very old British culture.
And trying
let me,
to.
Yeah, and let me tell you what that was. Domestic policy, feudalism. A tiny group of very wealthy aristocrats and a huge group of very, very poor peasants, okay? Foreign policy, colonialism, imperialism, exceptionalism. You run the world, and everybody tells you what to do. And I see the right as pulling us towards that. Now, England even had enough brains to get away. Well, actually, in 1972, when the pound fell apart, they had to call everybody home and give up the colonialism.
Well,
but at least they gave it
you
up.
You know, they began to make a little progress during the Magna Carta. Let's
yeah,
give
right.
them some
but
credit here.
Moved,
you know.
The funny thing is, England, I mean, excuse me, and that is that Europe, after getting smashed in two world wars, moved towards the center, towards the left a little bit, and we seem to kind of keep trying to get yanked to the right.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point, Garland, and I think it's something that I've observed in my travels in the country recently. I think there is a Washington culture. And maybe that's certainly the culture that I speak out against
the
a lot.
The D.C. culture?
The D.C.
Yeah,
culture.
There is.
There is a culture here that is, you know, it's extremely competitive, and I don't mean necessarily in a nice way.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Now, Terry, aren't the three of us all part of D.C. culture? Come on, you're speaking out against something that I think we're all a part of.
Yeah,
yeah,
we may be a part of it, but
we're
I can,
Rome.
You know, but I'm
you're
a
pretty competitive, Mr. Terry.
No. Peaceful and quiet is my true nature. I just do this to keep Garland stimulated. You know? But I am aware of the fact that, you know, it is aggressive. Maybe, yes, I am too. Garland is. Mark, are we? Are at times, there's no question about it. There's a competitiveness that is kind of destructive. You know, the old thing, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. You know, there's some truth in that. When you're out, I mean, what other city publishes regularly a list of who's out and who's in? I mean, come on, guys. You know, they're not doing this in San Francisco. You know,
Los
they're not
Angeles
even doing
does.
This. Well, Los Angeles would, but, you know. I mean, essentially Hollywood runs Los Angeles, but, you know. There is a Washington culture, and the rest of the country is worried about that particular culture. They're not part of it. It's a different feeling out there.
But I guess my question is, when does our ethnicity, our socioeconomic status, male, female...
Whoa. Garland, we forgot to take a break. We've got to take a break. We're overdue.
Yeah.
This is WPFW 89.3 FM Pacifica.
Washington, D.C.
On the Raucous Caucus with...
Garland Nixon.
And out there in the street...
Mark Levine.
And here, Terry D. Kester. We'll be back in just 1 minute or less as we take a quick break here on WPFW.
WPFW recognizes this day in black history. Today, February 15th, in 1968, Henry Lewis becomes conductor and musical director of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, the first African-American to lead a symphony orchestra in the United States. Joining the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra in 1948 at the age of 16, he was also the first black instrumentalist in a major symphony orchestra. Also on this date in 1965, iconic singer and pianist Nat King Cole died in Santa Monica, California.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up.
WPFW honors African-American pioneers and all people who continue the struggle for freedom and justice. Today, February 15th, WPFW celebrates Black History Month. WPFW, serving the collective need and imagination of the community.
WPFW would like to thank the following restaurant for providing food during the Winter 2011 Membership Drive. Marvin Restaurant. You can contact Ashley at 202-797-7171. They are located at 2007 14th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009.
Into the night and back to the Raucous Caucus.
And we're back. Mark, you still out there changing that tire?
I am still out here trying to get my tire fixed.
Mark's right. Our man on the street today.
Man on the street, yes, right.
Literally on the street.
literally and figuratively.
You know, I'm getting worried for you, Mark. When we head home, let me know where you are. I'll come rescue you, if nothing else.
I appreciate it. I'm on about the D.C. Maryland border, actually.
Oh, boy, forget about it. That's too far out. You're on your own, kid.
but wait a minute, Terry. There's big doings going on.
Oh,
Mark,
man.
There's big doings.
Oh, man.
You can work on your tire
for
a while.
Yeah, you work on your tire.
You got a hand pump or something.
We've got another new member. We've got some pledges here. This is fantastic. We got another new member here. And let me make sure I make this correct. Yes, but you've got to make sure that we check this correctly, because sometimes I've given out names I'm not supposed to. But I can give out James' names. James Biggs from Arlington, Virginia. And, we're in trouble, guys. Well, we're in trouble. He's going to pick a topic,
Ooh.
And he's going to co-host with us. He's going all the way.
Uh-oh.
Hey, wait a minute. He's
mad.
Wait a minute,
air.
Mark.
Uh-oh.
In fact, hold on. Let me see that. He wrote the topic down. Why are you guys such morons? Oh, never mind.
We'll discuss
that on the
tough topic.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, James, we sure thank you. And, yes, we'll be in touch with you. And we look forward to having a show with you where you pick the topic and you co-host with us. And he's a new member. What more can we ask? And we've got another pledge here. And let me make sure I can read your name. Bill Himes from Washington. Okay.
Bill Himes.
Yeah. And his comments. Wow, I love this. I love this. He's just trying to keep the show on air.
He's just trying to keep the raucous.
Yeah, there's so many people. I got to tell you, that say we. I've heard so many people. I listen to you every Tuesday. Yeah. I don't miss the Raucous Caucus.
Yeah.
I come home from work. I had one person tell me it makes me look forward to Tuesdays just to hear the three of us go at each other.
Hey guys, if it weren't for you two guys and getting to go at each other, you know, I don't know how I'd make it through the week. Frankly, you know, I mean, I do look forward to it, and I know you guys too. Well, thank you so much, Bill, for joining us and being a part of the WPFW. And we got another one here, new member.
I'll tell you, doggone.
And yes, I can mention this person's name. It's Thomas Grala. Probably mispronouncing that. Grala, I think it is, from Alexandria, and it's a new member.
Woo.
We love
All
new
right,
members joining us. All
ring
right,
the bell.
Thank you. And
we're still
we got
going,
another
Mark. It
pledge.
Ain't over.
Yeah, we got one here, and yes, I can read their name. Boy, I love the fact that people call in, they make pledges, and they say, "Yeah, give their name out. Let people know. Let their neighbors know that they're." And if you want to be anonymous with a pledge, don't misunderstand me. You can certainly be anonymous, but it's great to be able to say, "Thank you, Lisa Barton from Washington, D.C. for joining us on the Raucous Caucus and supporting WPFW. And it doesn't say if you're a renewal or a new member, but whatever you are, we thank you. And we got another Alan Heyman. Alan, thank you so very much for joining us on the Raucous Caucus and WPFW with your contribution. Again, it doesn't say here, but whether you're a new member or a renewal, we are more than grateful. All right. Thank you. And we got another one here.
I'll tell you, we're doing great.
I just think those DC water people are fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, they obviously are. We're in trouble again, guys. We're in trouble.
Another topic. This is
Terry Chama. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but Terry Chama. It might be the Terry that's called in here many times.
Maybe the other Terry. The mystery Terry.
And this Terry is going to pick a topic, guys. I tell you, we're going to have to get to work. You know, it's back to the library. I'm telling you, we got to do some work here, some challenging people. Thank you so much, Terry. We will be in touch, and we will let you be picking the topic, and we'll stick to it. Wow.
And
what more can we ask?
If you want to join all of these, all of our pledgers,
yeah.
If you want to join in, if you want to help out the Raucous Caucus, keep us on the air, if you want to keep WPFW on the air.
You want to keep Pacifica on the air, it's all together.
202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739. Thank you. You know, I tell you what, I love the fact that you can read these names out because really when you're in here on the radio, you know someone's out there, but you don't really get a feeling until people, you know, call in or they pledge or that you can read their names or you see when people become interact with the show is when we as hosts, the volunteer hosts, get to kind of feel as though we're part of the group and the community and see the people.
And as you know,
it feels great.
And as you know, Garland, I mean, our listeners, I mean, we really got to praise them. They call in when we're able to have call-ins, which, of course, was difficult for us to do during Pledge Drive. And they come down to Ben's, and, you know, they challenge us.
And they come before, during, and after. And I'm really hoping that some people who are pledging will take the time, have dinner with us, and, you know, tear our ear off. Tell us, this is an issue you've got to discuss. This is an issue.
Yeah.
Frankly, this is a great way for us to be informed of what you care about. And, you know, I also like to know what shows you like, what shows you don't like, which ones are meaningful to you. It's a great way to let us know so we can give you more of what you want.
Right. And let us take a time to explain what our gifts are for pledges, because we've been talking so rapidly. We've gotten some pledges in here. And first off, $35. That's all it is, a pledge. And you are a member of WPFW, and that gives you membership with WPFW, voting rights, etc. And, you know, you're joining a great family, supporting a great family. For $50, and I know we're offering a lot here. That's why I'm taking a little time to slow it down. $50, you get to pick the topic and put us on the spot. You know, we've got to do the research. We've got to stick to the topic. For $100, you can co-host right here besides Mark. Well, maybe you have to be out with Mark out on the street, but you can be here with Garland and I in the studio.
I won't have a flat tire every show, Terry.
That's good. Okay, for $100, you get to pick the topic. For $150, you're in charge. You pick the topic.
Sit down in a row. The four musketeers, one for all and all for one.
Yeah, right. And you get to join in with us and join in the fray and lead us on to the topic that you think is important. So $150. But not everybody.
Don't forget 89.30.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark, not everybody wants to jump into the fray.
You forgot to add something. And let me add one thing.
What's that?
If you co-host, if you come, you can come down to Ben's. We're going to do it at Ben's.
Come down to Ben's next door.
Co-host. Tell all your friends. Tell everyone you know, hey, I'm going to co-host on a 50,000-watt station.
Yeah.
Come watch me. Listen to me. You can listen on. In fact, they can listen live online. So it's a great opportunity for you to contribute to the political conversation in D.C. You can say that I am a part of the conversation in Washington, D.C. and points far, far north, south, and in all other directions.
And we know not everybody wants to get in the middle of the fray. Not everybody. So we're offering not only those gifts of topic and hosting, but we're offering tonight for the first time, for $89.30, we host you at dinner at Ben's Next Door prior to the show. Mark, Garland, and I will host, we'll serve you darn near if we need to.
We'll
do everything except brush your teeth. You know, I'm sorry, but everything else we're going to do. We're going to take care of the entree.
We'll be like elves.
Yeah.
Grimly, you know.
We're going to make sure you have a great time, and then you can stay for the show. That's for $89.30. For $125, you can bring two people. and come down. And again, Mark Garland and I will host you for dinner. We'll join you in civil conversation before we jump into the raucous.
I'll bet you weekend you could probably meet the owner of Ben's as well. And Nizam is often down there, and he's a real great guy. And he's, of course, he hosts us every 2 weeks. And, of course, Ben's is an institution. President Obama ate at Ben's. And if you haven't been down there lately, it's a great place and a great place to enjoy some good food and some good radio.
Yeah, and we just found out we only need 2 more pledges to make our goal, but that really means we actually need 5 more pledges to make our goal because our goal is big. Our goal, you know, I mean, we're trying to change the whole darn country. We're trying to change Washington, D.C. We need some of your change to help us change and make some progress in WPFW.
Let's get back on topic.
Because I know there are people that are just dying to call. 202.
Nice and slow.
202.
Write it down.
588-9739. Okay, or
1-800-222-9739. See how nice and quiet and gentle Garland and Mark and I can be?
It's rare.
Okay,
it's certainly rare. So I want to get back to my question on culture. I want to know when one culture jumps out of its ethnic group and becomes all American culture. When is it that we stop? I mean, have we already stopped thinking of jazz as black when now it's American? Rap is still considered black. You know, what is it about, you know, is Chinese food, is that American culture or is that Chinese? What is it about music, for example? I mean, a Broadway show, what is it that makes it a subgroup's culture, and what makes it an American culture?
Well, you know, I would argue this, Mark, and that is that ultimately, hopefully, and I think we are heading in the direction, we're a long ways from there, but we're heading in the direction where the issue of culture isn't as important. We're heading in that direction because it's interesting some of the things you said. And one of the terms you used, I'm glad you used it, the term mosaic, because for years there have in fact been debates in universities about the mosaic versus the melting pot. The mosaic where everyone can maintain whatever their culture is as they like and enjoy all the other cultures, but they don't have to melt into one and the melting pot, whereas everyone kind of sheds their culture and melts into one. And the argument for the mosaic, I think that I think what you're talking about is the mosaic. If you are Italian American, you can enjoy all the Italian American culture that you want, and the Latino culture and every other culture where we can we don't say if you don't blend into a particular culture that we find the only appropriate one, then you're not in the mix.
But, Garland, I wonder if it's too simplistic, because I think there are still places in America where people feel out of place. There are people who don't want to walk in a strange church or mosque or synagogue. We still have, frankly, in churches, we have segregation still. I mean, not forced segregation so much as cultural segregation. I mean, there's, you know, white churches accept black members, black churches accept white members, but there still aren't that many that cross over.
And you're still using the term white churches and black churches.
There are people who don't want to talk to atheists. There's definitely religious segregation in America. Are we getting better in that regard, you think?
I think we're growing whether we want to or not. I mean, certainly these pockets of separatism, if that is a correct word, and of individualism exist. And we all encounter them, and when we do, they're ugly. And we encounter certainly pockets where they aren't going to change. They don't want to change. They're still fighting the Civil War, and that's all there is to it, and they're not about to give up. But they don't represent what's truly happening in our culture as the broader sense. You mentioned musicals, Mark, Broadway theater. I mean, you know, I was living in Manhattan.
That's gay culture, Terry.
Yeah, when I was living in Manhattan when Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk came in, you know. I mean, just transformed what Broadway was doing. Hip-hop is part of Broadway. You know, every musical culture becomes part of the mosaic in all of us. Who do you know who would say, I only want to eat one kind of food these days? Everybody goes to Italian, goes to Chinese, goes to Mexican, goes to Ethiopian, tries different foods all the time. We become more and more enmeshed in this mosaic, whether we choose to or not. A lot of people resist. I'm not saying that. A lot of people are scared of it. but it still happens.
Well, I don't know. On behalf of my people, I think we Jews eat a lot more Chinese restaurants than Asians eat in our Jewish delis. And I have to say, you should come in and have some corned beef or pastrami on rye once in a while. Come on. Where are you, Asian Americans?
Well, you know, also, let me say this also, and because a few years ago...
we need two more pledges. At least we need two more pledges. We've got 15 minutes left. Go ahead,
yes,
Garland.
That's right. What am I talking about?
Yeah, 202.
First of all, yeah, we need pledges.
Yeah.
202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. We're having a great conversation. We're talking about culture. Let me say this. You've got, now listen to this show. You've got an African American. You've got a Jewish American. You've got a WASP.
I am a proud mutt.
Right.
I actually have a bit of...
I actually
have some gypsy blood in me.
Right.
You know, so I am a mutt and proud of it.
WPFW, what you have here is you have people of various ethnicities, races, etc., sitting around talking about race and culture. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You turn on the mainstream cable news, people are still antsy or jumpy. Or, and I don't care which one it is, left or right or center, you turn on the mainstream cable news, and what do you see? You see people all of one ethnicity discussing culture as if they all understand it from all perspectives. On WPFW, you get something different. This is where you get these kind of real, honest conversations. We can sit here. We're not afraid. We're not going to get kicked off the air. We're not insulting each other. We all know that.
Well, we do insult each other a little bit.
But it has nothing to do with ethnicity. Yeah. We just don't like each other, basically. That's a whole other show. But at any rate, but you get that on WPFW. And we need your help to stay on the air. We need your help to be able to do this, to be able to continue to provide this service for you. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Please, we need two more pledges. If you appreciate this, which I'm sure you do, can you call in? Can you give us these two pledges?
And let me mention, picking up on what Garland said, I mean, about the mix of culture in WPFW, and what WPFW represents that probably more than any other station in this
city,
and Pacifica represents it more than any other stations in the country. I mean, you know, after our show this evening, Raucous Caucus with Mark and Garland and myself, and we have this raucous time, and we have fun, and we discuss issues, and sometimes we even get very angry, and lots of times very passionate.
Right after angry, passionate,
occasionally.
Mark, that happens.
You know, but right after us, it's Brother On, the Jazz Collection, Jazz Collectors. You know, it's a totally different environment.
Someone to calm you down.
I do. You know, but I mean, you look at it. You know, midday jazz with today with Kiana Faircloth. You know, morning jazz with Askia Muhammad.
Hey, remember when we had the earthquake in Haiti?
Yeah,
and we had one of our programmers who's Haitian.
Yes,
and was able to very accurately comment and tell people what it was like in Haiti, what was going on, the issues and the problems. You're not going to get that elsewhere.
Or even with the Egyptian Revolution, you, Garland, were able to bring in a terrific guest last week.
Right. That's right.
Whose grandfather was a prime minister in Egypt and who had just been there and given us real detailed information from on the ground. It helps that we really are an international network because of all the people from all the different backgrounds that come together on WPFW.
And in any 24-hour period, if you just give a sampling across WPFW, you're going to hear more points of view, more ideas, more styles of music than you will hear
anywhere else. You know, sometimes I'll listen to PFW and someone will say something that makes me mad. Or they'll say something
I'm
and
sorry,
I'm pumping
I apologize.
My fist. Well, yes, generally Terry.
It's usually Terry.
Or at other times I'm pumping my fist in the air saying yes, yes, yes. But the reality is, on so much of the mainstream media now, you can turn it on at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. or 8 a.m. You're getting
the same old thing repeated.
And no matter which, it's almost like when you turn to five different radio stations and they're playing the same. You know, way back when Michael Jackson was on, you know, Off the Wall was on 10 different stations at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Well, you turn on the mainstream media and they're talking about the same thing from the same perspective.
Always.
You never know what you're going to get.
No.
It's different every day.
And with the Raucous Caucus, you don't know what you're ever going
to
get.
Sure.
We don't know what
you're
ever going to get.
So let me ask y'all a question.
Let's give out the number.
I want to know when, if ever, you feel, and this is a tough question, but you feel uncomfortable in another culture. Do you always feel comfortable? What about if you have a completely unknown culture to you? I don't know if, I don't want to say any particular thing. I mean, I was thinking, you know, I haven't been in a Hindu temple. I've been in a Buddhist one. When do you feel like, I don't really know what's going on here. You know, all these people are in tuxedos and I'm in jeans. When are Americans still uncomfortable in other American cultures, and how do we stop that?
And I'm going to tell you how I feel, Mark, and I hope, you know, ideally more, because a lot of people are uncomfortable in certain situations, and I understand this. Me, I am never, ever uncomfortable in another culture or around another group of people, no matter what, because I enjoy the uniqueness of different cultures. I enjoy if I get around a bunch of people who are Muslim or who are all Jewish or who are all whatever they are, or Hindu, etc. I ask them questions about their food and the things they do and their culture, and I try to learn. And to me, it's like a really interesting opportunity to learn. So I'm never uncomfortable. It's just the opposite. I truly enjoy learning about other cultures, and the more you learn about other cultures, the more you appreciate them, and to me it's like the spice of life. You know, it's like a lot of different cultures is like having a lot of different spices in your food as opposed to bland mashed potatoes.
The best thing, and I agree with Garland 100%, and I mean certainly there are situations where I may feel uncomfortable for a little bit, you know, but
it's usually Tuesdays from 7 to
8. Yeah, usually 7 to 8.
I don't know, Terry, I think you'd be uncomfortable in a mix of Republicans. I think you might be very uncomfortable.
I think they'd be uncomfortable with it.
I actually like that because I tend to get in these big arguments with them, so I don't really mind it very much.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I love to engage conversation. I mean, I really honestly do. If I'm, you know, I have relatives in Texas. I'll go out in Texas.
Relatives in Texas?
I do have relatives in Texas. I will go out there, and what I want to do is discuss these things.
Hey, Garland, let's blindfold Terry and drop him off at the CPAC convention.
Oh, my. Hurt
hey,
me.
Wait a minute. We've got hurt some me. Names to read, Terry.
Can we read them? We do. Let me see here. Yes.
Money's falling
okay,
out of the sky
right.
here, man.
We've got a great pledge here from George, and I can Mawkins or Hawkins? I can't quite read it, but we'll find out exactly. Hawkins, I'm sorry. George Hawkins from Washington, D.C.
All right.
And I'm Renewal, I believe. And thank you so much for joining us on WPFW.
Thank you, George
and joining
Hawkins.
With the Raucous Caucus. And then we have a new member, Hot Dog.
Hello.
Made our goal.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
We made our goal. New member, and yes, I can say their name, Lindy Russell Heyman. Oh, I love that name, Lindy Russell Heyman. I like that.
Well, that's, Washington. Just kind of, that's like poetry.
Ooh,
it's kind of
that is.
Lindy
that's
Russell
nice.
Heyman.
A new member. Thank you so much for joining us on WPFW and the Raucous Caucus. The phone lines are still open. We have these great people out there. You know,
202-588-588,
nice and slow,
9739. And let me just also extend this invitation. We've got a lot of people pledging tonight. We've got a lot of people listening. I will invite. Would like to invite you next week. We're going to be at Ben's Next
That's
Door,
right.
1213 U Street. We
That's right.
Come there. We'd like to shake your hands.
We would personally
like to thank you for listening to the show.
Amen.
We would personally like to thank you for supporting WPFW giving us the opportunity to get on here to interact with you and to talk about these important
please.
Issues. Next week,
well, next week we have
PM.
Our first listener host.
That's
Alexa,
right.
Yes.
That's right. We do.
Yeah.
So it's perfect time. Yeah. No, Garland, I really appreciate you saying that because it really would be great that everybody that pledged come on down at the very. Some of you are going to join us as topics and hosting, etc. But even if you're not, and even if you just gave a membership pledge or whatever, come on down and say hello so that we actually can put a name with a face.
Give us the opportunity to thank you. And we usually stand around afterwards. Yeah, we usually stand around. And people are surprised. We stand around and we get engaged in conversations and we talk afterwards and we have a good old time and we give people our cards and exchange email addresses and all kinds of things.
Yeah, so come join us next Tuesday for sure down at Ben's Next Door with the Raucous Caucus. And we've got only a little bit of time left, but we got time for a couple more pledges, I'm sure. And WPFW can use them, 202-588-9739. And the Raucous Caucus can use them, and you can use them. Use these pledges to engage yourself more with WPFW. We need you. 202-588-9739. Despite the fact that the Raucous Caucus being on in the strong signal, just realize it costs $100,000 a month to operate this 50,000-watt station.
Yeah,
it's, our electricity bill alone.
It's a big
drive,
station. It goes all the way to the North Carolina border and West Virginia and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Maryland,
and how often
Shore,
do you get a
West
progressive
Virginia?
Station in this era of conservative talk radio that has that kind of range?
Yeah, how many other public on-the-air for-free progressive radio stations are there in this country?
Yeah,
just
not,
the Pacifica stations,
not
pretty much.
Many.
Not that
yeah.
many.
The
yeah.
More and more we see the media selling to the large conglomerates.
Yep.
Even
right.
left-leaning, so-called left-leaning or media outlets that we feel may represent mm-hmm. us, we look around and it's owned by the big conglomerates. And when they're owned by the big conglomerates and they're advertising by the big with the big corporations, their speech becomes extremely limited.
You of course
can't
it does.
Talk about, you can't say that hamburgers and French fries are going to give you a heart attack if you're singing a jingle, you
from
know,
McDonald's.
For, yeah, you
right.
know,
sorry,
right
McDonald's,
afterwards.
But that's the facts. Let's
yeah.
face it, you know.
Are you attacking my Pan-American culture, Garland? Is that what you're doing? Are you attacking my American culture of hamburgers? Are you un-American?
Well, if I eat that American culture, it's going to put me in the American soil.
Yes, you know? Right. Very
so I'm
quickly.
Trying to stay on top of the soil
what?
For a
you
while.
You can do that. This is specific.
Apples.
You can attack even hamburgers.
But wait a minute, Mark. Is anything more American than apples? And I eat apples every day.
Well, apples,
apple pie, that
there
is American. Is American apples
apple
are
pie,
very American.
Apple, you said that
I
guess the last
I think
thing
there
I
are apples in just, other just, countries, but go ahead, Mark.
But we're claiming them for
oh,
now.
Okay.
You know, just to,
I guess ahead, the last thing I have is I do think that as we go on and on, that America is all coming together. Some of it's with the media, with the, you know, television shows, that we're starting to see windows into other people's lives. There was a time in America where you lived in your small town and you associated with people you knew and you didn't really reach out and know your Americans from, let's face it, from Alaska to Florida to California
Alaska?
To Maine. And so I actually think we are coming together. And despite all the things that split us apart, I think that more and more often we have this common culture, and that's a good thing. And I just want to encourage people to invite people into your culture. If you come from some ethnicity and there's someone who doesn't understand your food or language or music or practice, invite them in. To me, that's the essence of what America is about, is having us all share in each other's culture.
Let me give a little example of that real quickly. We've only got a couple minutes left, and our number here is 202-588-9739. In my neighborhood, which is just middle class, lower middle class, you know, but basically okay, a Latino family moved in not too long ago, and I had occasion a couple of months, I'm ashamed to say, after they'd been there, and to go and knock on their door. And I can't even remember why now, the reason. I don't know if I was working for Obama or whatever I was doing. But anyway, to knock on their door. And the woman came to the door. She was absolutely delightful. And she said, "You are the first person in the neighborhood to come and knock on our door."
Wow.
But that's what we've got to do. We've got to knock on each other's door and say, "Hi, you know, you're part of my neighborhood. I care about you. You know, I want you to be welcome here." We're running out of time. 202-588-9739, Raucous Caucus, Mark's great topic, talking about culture and change and growth and Garland.
Hey.
Tell them how to get a hold of you and all that good stuff.
Do me a favor. You can Facebook me, Garland Nixon. Just Facebook me. I need more Facebook friends.
Okay. Mark?
I'm just getting the guy here to help me with my flat tire. So.
Okay, Mark. Well, then we'll find out about you next week.
I'm going to sign on out and let you two finish the show. Thank
okay.
you for indulging me while I was waiting to get my tire fixed.
Okay. Good luck, Mark.
Great time.
Thank
okay.
you.
Perfect timing.
You're listening
to
89.3 FM WPFW here in Washington D.C.,
which is part of the Pacifica Network, and Raucous Caucus is part of WPFW.
Every Tuesday.
It's a privilege.
Yes.
It truly is a privilege, Garland. And we can't do it without you, the listeners. So give us your support. We'll try to support you and engage you. 202-588-9739. Thank you so very much for everybody who pledged tonight.
See you next week at Ben's.
We'll see you next week at Ben's. And we're serious. Come down and meet us and say
Ben's
hello.
Ben's next door, right next to Ben's Chili Bowl.
Okay, stay tuned for Brother On, the Jazz Collectors.